These stories come from Iduma's book, A Stranger's...
Allô, c'est Vieux Farka Touré, vous écoutez WGXC Accra 90.7 FM.
Tuesday, February 22nd, tune in to all sorts of creative community voices on the air at 90.7 FM, including at 9 a.m. on the WGXC Morning Show. It's time for the WGXC Congressional Report, tracking the news about representatives in the 19th and 20th congressional districts and the candidates who want to replace them. Then at 11 a.m., tune in all sorts of early composers on the Early Electro Mix Show. Halim El-Daba, Roland Kahn, and Jacob Druckmann are among the featured composers today. On the Overlooked Show at noon, after the local news, Rob Saffer is live in Ulster County. He's got a celebration to the life of Betty Mabry Davis, the fashion designer, model, and hostess who made four great records in the 1970s. We'll hear from the NERF Radio Collective at 3 p.m. on the Radio Art Hour. And then at 7 p.m., it's time to dim the lights with Jenny and Amanda. Amanda Lees and Jenny Getty provide you with film reviews of the latest movies and what's coming soon to a local screen near you. Then at 8 p.m., an alignment of the stars on the 2/22/22 show from Michael Wilde on Mostly Singles. He's got 7 inches from Skip James, Henry Thomas, Burnside, McDowell, and others on the radio until 10 when Dan Seward takes over on the Battlefield Earth show at 90.7 FM WGXC.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Andy Warhol Foundation for the Visual Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program, administered in Greene County by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXC's sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support to Wave Farm's radio station, WGXC 90.7 FM. Thank you.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Marxists of Ghent, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click Donate. Thank you for your support.
Hey there. You're listening to the Playing Favorite Show with Brendan Donegan. Tomorrow, February 22nd, marks the 35th anniversary of Andy Warhol's death in 1987. If he had lived, he'd be 94 around now, and that's an unlikely image. But in 1989, Lou Reed and John Cale, who founded the influential rock band The Velvet Underground, but had parted ways in 1968, got together to pay tribute to their mentor and manager, Andy Warhol, who had died suddenly from complications of surgery. Songs for Drella is the result of the collaboration between Reed and Cale, whose relationship could best be described as frenemies. Drella, by the way, is what Warhol's friends nicknamed him, a combination of the words Cinderella and Dracula. So we'll listen to Songs for Drella and examine the lyrics of a couple of songs from this album, which still stands as one of the best records Reed or Cale ever released. All on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and the City of Hudson. Listener-supported radio for open ears. Here's the first track called Small Town.
When you're growing up in a small town, when you're growing up in a small town, when you're growing up in a small town, you say, no one famous ever came from here. When you're growing up in a small town, and you're having a nervous breakdown, and you think that you'll never escape it, yourself or the place that you live, where did Picasso come from? There's no Michelangelo coming from Pittsburgh. Fought is the tip of the iceberg. I'm the part sinking below. When you're growing up in a small town, bad skin, bad eyes, gay and fatty, people look at you funny. When you're in a small town, my father worked in construction. It's not something for which I am suited. Oh, what is something for which you are suited? Getting out of here. I hate being odd in a small town. If they stare, let them stare in New York City. At this pink-eyed painting albino, how far can my fantasy go? I'm no Dolly coming from Pittsburgh. No adorable, lisping Capote, my hero. Oh, do you think I could meet him? I'd camp out at his front door. There's only one good thing about a small town. There's only one good use for a small town. There's only one good thing about a small town. You know that you want to get out. When you're growing up in a small town, you know you'll grow down in a small town. There's only one good use for a small town. You hate it, and you know you'll have to leave. Please, come over to 81st Street. I'm in the apartment. Above the bar. You know you can't miss it. It's across from the subway and the tacky store with the Mylar scarves. My skin's as pale as the outdoors moon. My hair's silver like a Tiffany watch. I like lots of people around me, but don't kiss hello, and please don't touch. It's a Czechoslovakian custom my mother passed on to me. The way to make friends, Andy, is invite him up for tea. Open house. Here's my favorite. She's a lady called Sam. Made a paper doll of her. You can have it. That's what I did when I had St. Vitus dance. It's a Czechoslovakian custom my mother passed on to me. Give people little presents so they'll remember me. Open house. Open house. Someone bring vegetables. Someone please bring heat. My mother showed up yesterday. We need something to eat. I think I got a job today. They want me to draw shoes. The ones I drew were old and used, they told me. Draw something new. Open house. Open house. Fly me to the moon. Fly me to a star. But there are no stars in a New York sky. They're all on the ground. You scared yourself with music. I scared myself with pain. I drew 550 different shoes today. It almost made me faint. Open house. Open house. Open house. Open house. Got the money, I've got the time. You want your freedom, make your freedom mine. 'Cause I've got the style it takes, and money is all that it takes. You've got connections, and I've got the art. You like attention, and I like your looks. I have the style it takes, and you know the people it takes. Why don't you sit right over there? We'll do a movie portrait. I'll turn the camera on, and I won't even be there. A portrait that moves, you look great, I think. I'll put the Empire State Building on your wall, for 24 hours glowing on your wall. Watch the sun rise above it in your room. Wallpaper art, a great view. I've got a Brillo box, and I say it's art. It's the same one you can buy at any supermarket. I've got the style it takes, and you got the people it takes. This is a rock group called the Velvet Underground. I show movies on them. Do you like the sound? 'Cause they have a style that grates, and I have art to make. Let's do a movie here next week. We don't have sound, but you're so great, you don't have to speak. You've got the style it takes.
Kiss.
You've got the style it takes. You've got the style it takes.
Couch.
You've got the style it takes.
Kiss.
And it was a Catholic, the ethic ran through his bones. He lived alone with his mother, collecting gossip and toys. Every Sunday when he went to church, he'd kneel in his pew and he'd say, "It's work, all that matters is work." He was a lot of things. What I remember the most, he'd say, "I got to bring home the bacon. Someone's got to bring home the roast." He'd get to the factory early. If you asked him, he'd have told you straight out, "It's work." No matter what I did, it never seemed enough. He said I was lazy, I said I was young. He said, "How many songs did you write?" I'd written 0, I lined said 10. "You won't be young forever. You should have written 15. It's work." You ought to make things big. People like it that way.
and the songs with the dirty words. Make sure you record them that way. And he liked to stir up trouble. He was funny that way. He said it's just work. And he sat down to talk one day. He said, decide what you want. Do you want to expand your parameters or play the museums like some dilettante? I fired him on the spot. He got red and he called me a rat. It was the worst word that he could think of. I'd never seen him like that. It was work. I thought he said it's just work. Andy said a lot of things. I stuttered them all away in my head. Sometimes when I can't decide what I should do, I think, what would Andy have said? He'd probably say, you think too much. That's because there's work that you don't want to do. It's work. The most important thing is work. It's work. The most important thing is work.
We heard from the top the first four songs from Lou Reed and John Cale's Songs for Drella album. Small Town, Open House, Style It Takes, which is one of the most beautiful songs John Cale ever sang and played.
Trouble with the classicist,
and Work.
He looks at a tree.
I love the line where Warhol tells
That's
Reed in the
sees.
Songs with the dirty words,
tree.
Make sure you record them that way.
Trouble with the classicist.
You may have already
he
noticed that
the
A, the speaker changes.
He
some songs
ask
are
why.
About Andy, some are Andy
sky.
Speaking. B, there is no firm chronology to the order of the songs. Doesn't keep it from being a good album, but it is interesting.
The
Here's
trouble
a record
with an impressionist?
Called,
he looks
a song
at the log.
Trouble with classicists.
He doesn't know who he is, Stan. Trouble with a classicist, he looks at a tree. That's all he sees, he paints a tree. The trouble with a classicist, he looks at the sky. He doesn't ask why, he just paints a sky. The trouble with an impressionist, he looks at a log. He doesn't know who he is standing, staring at this log. And surrealist memories are too amorphous and proud, while those downtown macho painters are just alcoholic. The trouble with the precious. There's the trouble with the precious. There's the trouble with the precious. There's the trouble with the precious. Trouble with personalities, they're too wrapped up in style. It's too personal, they're in love with their own guile. They're like illegal aliens trying to make a buck. They're driving gypsy cabs, but they're thinking like a truck. There's a trouble with personalities. 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 Thank you. I like the druggy downtown kids who spray paint walls and trains. I like their lack of training, their primitive technique. I think sometimes it hurts you when you stay too long in school. I think sometimes it hurts you when you're afraid to be called a fool. There's a trouble with crisis. There's a trouble with crisis. There's a trouble with crisis. There's a trouble with crisis.
I think images are worth repeating, images repeated from a painting. Images taken from a painting, from a photo worth re-seeing. I love images worth repeating, project them upon the ceiling, multiply them with some screening, see them with a different feeling. Images, those images, images, those images. Some say images have no feeling, I think there's a deeper meaning. Mechanical precision is always seeming, instigates a cooler feeling. I love multiplicity screenings, things want a new display, new meanings. I think images are worth repeating, and repeating, and repeating images. Oh, images. Images, images. I'm no urban idiot savant spewing pain without any order. I'm no sphinx, no mystery enigma. What I paint is very ordinary. I don't think I'm old or modern. I don't think I think I'm thinking. It doesn't matter what I'm thinking. Its images are worth repeating. And repeating those images. Images. If you're looking for a deeper meaning, I'm as deep as this high ceiling. If you think technique is meaning, you might find me very simple. You might think the images are boring, cars and cans and chairs and flowers, and you might find me personally boring. I'm a sickle, Mao Zedong. Mao Zedong. Those images. Those images. Images. I think that it bears repeating the images upon the ceiling. I love images worth repeating and repeating and repeating. Images. Images. Those images, those images.
This is New York calling.
when movies run this cheap. Movies with real people, what you get is what you see. Starlight over Waka Hyde, Andy Cecil beat the mill. Come on, Ellie, give us a call. We got superstars who talk, they'll do anything at all. Ingrid, Viva, Little Joe, Baby Jane, and EDS. But you'd better call us soon before we talk ourselves to death. Starlight open wide, everybody is a star. Split screen, 8-hour movies, we got color, we got sound. Won't you recognize us? We're everything you hate. And it loves all Hollywood movies. It'll scare your hypocrites to death. You know that shooting up's for real. That person is screaming, that's the way it really feels. We're all improvising 5 movies in a week. If Hollywood doesn't call us, we'll be sick. Starlight open wide, do to movies what you did to art. Can you see beauty in ugliness, or is it playing in the dirt? There are stars out on the New York streets, we want to capture them on film. But if no one wants to see them, we'll make another and another. Starlight led us in that magic room. We've all dreamt of Hollywood, it can't happen too soon. Won't you give us $1 million, the rent's due? And he'll give you 2 moves and a painting. Starlight open wide.
Same faces and names only cause trouble for me. Faces and names. If we all looked the same and we all had the same name, I wouldn't be jealous of you. Are you jealous of me? Faces and names. I always fall in love with someone who looks the way I wish that I could be. I'm always staring at someone who hurts, and the one they hurt is me. Faces and names, to me they're all the same. If I look like you, you look like me. There'd be less trouble, you'd see. Faces and names, I wish they'd go away. I'd disappear into that wall and never talk. Talk, not talk. I wish I was a robot or a machine, without a feeling or a thought. People who want to meet the name I have disappointed in me. Faces and names, I wish they were the same. Faces and names only cause problems for me. Faces and names, I'd rather be a hole in the wall, looking on the other side. I'd rather look and listen, listen, not talk to faces and names. If I had a breakdown when I was a kid, if I lost my hair when I was young, if you dress older when you are not, as you really age, you look the same. If we all looked the same, we wouldn't play these games. Me dressing for you, you dressing for me, undressing for me. Faces and names, if they all were the same, you wouldn't be jealous of me, or me jealous of you. Me jealous of you, you jealous of you. Your face and your name. Your face and your name. Faces and names. Faces and names.
Friends have said to lock the door and have an open house no more. They said the factory must change and slowly slip away. But if I have to live in fear, where will I get my ideas? With all those crazy people gone, will I slowly slip away? Still there's no more Billy name. Undine is not the same. Wonton and the turtle gone, slowly slip away. Slowly slip away. Close the factory door and don't see those people anymore. If I give in to infamy, I'll slowly slip away. I know it seems that friends are right. Hello, daylight, goodbye, night. But stillness is so quiet here. Think I'll slowly slip away. By myself, it's good to hear from someone else. It's good to hear a crazy voice. Will not slip away. Will not slip away. If I have to live in fear, my ideas will slowly slip away. If I have to live in fear, I'm afraid my life will slip away. If you can't see me past my door, why your thoughts could slowly slip away. If I have to lock the door, another life exists no more. Slip away. Friends have said to lock the door, watch out for what comes through that door. They said the factory must change, but I don't.
We heard The Trouble with Classicists, that's Warhol's opinions about other styles of painting, followed by Images, Starlight, that's Warhol's fruitless attempt to get the Hollywood film industry to finance his movies, Faces and Names, and Slip Away. In Images, in which Warhol describes his artistic aims and methods, in his urgency, Reed sometimes blurts out the words, so it can be hard to understand. Let's take a look at the lyrics. I think images are worth repeating, images repeated from a painting, images taken from a painting, from a photo worth re-seeing. I love images worth repeating, project them upon the ceiling, multiply them with silk screening, see them with a different feeling. Images, those images, those images. Some say images have no feeling, I think there's a deeper meaning. Mechanical precision, or so it seeming, instigates a cooler feeling. I love multiplicity of screenings. Things born anew display new meanings. I think images are worth repeating and repeating and repeating. I'm no idiot urban savant spewing paint without any order. I'm no sphinx, no mystery enigma. What I paint is very ordinary. I don't think I'm old or modern. I don't even think I'm thinking. It doesn't matter what I'm thinking. It's the images that are worth repeating. Images. Those images. Those images. If you think technique is meaning, you might find me very simple. You might think that image is boring. Cars and cans and chairs and flowers. You might find me personally boring. Hammer, sickle, Mao Zedong. Mao Zedong. I think it bears repeating, the images upon the ceiling. I love images worth repeating and repeating and repeating. Images, those images, images, those images. Here's the next song in the song cycle, It Wasn't Me.
Wasn't me who shamed you. It's not fair to say that you wanted to work, I gave you a chance at that. Wasn't me who hurt you, that's more credit than I'm worth. Don't threaten me with the things you'll do to you. Wasn't me who shamed you, wasn't me who brought you down. You did it to yourself without any help from me. Wasn't me who hurt you, I showed you possibilities. The problems you had were there before you met me. I didn't say this had to be. You can't blame these things on me. It wasn't me, it wasn't me, it wasn't me. I know she's dead, it wasn't me. Wasn't me who changed you, you did it to yourself. I'm not an excuse for the hole that you dropped in. I'm not simple-minded, but I'm no father to you all. Death exists, but you do things to yourself. I never said give up control. I never said stick a needle in your arm and die. It wasn't me, it wasn't me, it wasn't me. I know he's dead, but it wasn't me. wasn't me who shamed you, who covered you with mud. You did it to yourself without any help from me. You act as if I could have told you or stopped you like some god, but people never listen. You know that that's a fact. I never said slip your wrists and die. I never said throw your life away. It wasn't me, it wasn't me, it wasn't me. You're killing yourself, you can't blame me. Solanas took the elevator, got off at the fourth floor. Valerie Solanas took the elevator, got off at the fourth floor. She pointed the gun at Andy, saying, "You cannot control me anymore." I believe there's got to be some retribution. I believe an eye for an eye is elemental. I believe there's something wrong if she's alive right now. Valerie Solanas took three steps, pointing at the floor. Valerie Solanas waved a gun, pointing at the floor. From inside her idiot madness spoke, and bang, Andy fell onto the floor. Life's serious enough for retribution. I believe being sick is no excuse. And I believe I would have pulled the switch on her myself. When they got him to the hospital, his pulse was gone. They thought that he was dead. His guts were pouring from his wounds onto the floor. They thought that he was dead. Not until years later would the hospital do to him what she could not. What she could not. Where were you? You didn't come to see me. Andy said, "I think I died. Why didn't you come to see me?" Andy said, "It hurt so much they took blood from my hand." I believe there's got to be some retribution. I believe there's got to be some restitution. I believe we are all the poorer for it now. Visit me, visit me. Visit me, visit me. Visit me, why didn't you visit me? Visit me, why didn't you visit me? Visit me, visit me. Visit me, why didn't you visit me?
Since I was shot, there's nobody but you. I know I look blasé. Party end is what the papers say. At dinner, I'm the one who paid for a nobody like you. nobody but you, and nobody like you. Since I got shy, there's nobody but you. Won't you decorate my house? I'll sit there quiet as a mouse. You know me, I like to look a lot at nobody but you. I'll hold your hand and slap my face. I'll tickle you to your disgrace. Won't you put me in my proper place? Sundays I pray a lot. I'd like to wind you up and paint your clock. I want to be what I am not for a nobody like you. The bullet split my spleen and lung. The doctor said I was gone. Inside I've got some shattered bone. You, nobody but you, and nobody like you. Shattered bone for nobody but you. I'm still not sure I didn't die, and if I'm dreaming, I still have bad pains inside. I know I'll never be a bride to nobody like you. I wish I had a stronger chin. My skin was good, my nose was thin. This is no movie I'd ask to be in with a nobody like you. Nobody like you. Like you. All my life, it's been nobody's like you. Andy, it's me. Haven't seen you in a while. I wish I talked to you more when you were alive. I thought you were self-assured when you acted shy. Hello, it's me. I really miss you. I really miss your mind. I haven't heard ideas like that for such a long, long time. I love to watch you draw and watch you paint. When I saw you last, I turned away. When Billy Name was sick and locked up in his room, you asked me for some speed. I thought it was for you. I'm sorry if I doubted your good heart. Things always seem to end before they start. Hello, it's me. There was a great gallery show. Your cow wallpaper and your floating silver pillows. I wish I paid more attention when they laughed at you. Hello, it's me. Pop goes pop artist. The headline said, is shooting a put on? Is Warhol really dead? Get less time for stealing a car. I remember thinking as I heard my own record in a bar. They really hated you. Now all that's changed. but I have some resentments that can never be unmade. You hit me where it hurt, I didn't laugh. Your diaries are not a worthy epitaph. Well now, Andy, I guess we've gotta go. I wish some way, somehow, you like this little show. I know this is late in coming, but it's the only way I know. Hello, it's me. Good night, Andy.
Disappearing from view. Hong Kong and I was changed. Burma, Thailand, and I was changed. A few good friends to see me through. Disappearing, disappearing from view. Forever changed.
We heard from the top, "It Wasn't Me," "I Believe," "Nobody But You," "Hello, It's Me," and "Forever Change" from the Songs from Drella album by Lou Reed and John Cale. I was puzzled by who's speaking in "I Believe," which demands retribution, excuse me, for Valerie Solanas' murder attempt on Andy Warhol in 1968. Since Warhol refused to press charges against Solanas, I guess it's Reed's take on her crime, and he's in an ugly mood. That's about all the time we have for today. This has been the Playing Favorite Show with Brendan Donegan. Thanks for listening. Have an awesome week and stay well. I'll see you back here next Monday, February 28th at 11 a.m. on WGXE 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, the City of Hudson. Listener-supported creative community radio for open ears. We'll go out with some of a tune from Songs from Drella called "A Dream." Stay tuned for local news and weather coming up at 12 noon, followed by the innovative music show Deep Threes.
It was a very cold, clear fall night. I had a terrible dream. Billy Name and Bridget were playing under my staircase on the second floor about 2 o'clock in the morning. I woke up because Amos and Archie had started barking. That made me very angry because I wasn't feeling well, and I told them I was very cross, the real me, that they just better remember what happened to Sam the bad cat that was left at home and got sick and went to pussy heaven. It was a very cold, clear fall night. Some snowflakes were falling. Gee, it was so beautiful. And so I went to get my camera to take some pictures. And then I was taking the pictures, but the exposure thing wasn't right, and I was going to call Fred or Jerry to find out how to set it, but oh, it was too late. And then I remembered they were still probably at dinner, and anyway, I felt really bad, didn't want to talk to anybody. But the snowflakes were so beautiful and real-looking, and I really wanted to hold them. And that's when I heard the voices from down the hall near the stairs. So I got a flashlight. I was scared and went out into the hallway. There's been all kinds of trouble lately in the neighborhood. Someone's got to bring home the bacon. Anyway, there were Bridget and Billy playing. And under the staircase was a little meadow, sort of like the park at 23rd Street, where all the young kids go and play frisbee. Gee, that must be fun. Maybe we should do an article on that in the magazine. But they'll just tell me I'm stupid and it won't sell. But I'll hold my ground this time. I mean, it's my magazine, isn't it?